Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews, where we today are talking about an Angel Studios approved version or version of a familiar story. Now, the story is the George Orwell's 1984, but the movie is Animal Farm. Now, I'm not talking about the comedy that we all know and love. This is a cautionary tale. Now, with that being said, it is not necessarily what you might expect. I think I should make it aware that this movie is getting a guilty rating. So this is not a kid-safe movie. This is not a movie that you want to sit down and just plop your kids in front of. If you want to watch it with your kids, great, because you're going to have to explain a lot of stuff that's going on. It's a lot more complicated than it seems. It takes a little bit from some other animated films that we know and love and kind of takes a lot of creative license with it. Before we get too deeply into that, I want to share that this is actually what was supposed to have been yesterday's Thursday show. I was recording this evening and I was like going, I totally spaced doing that. So I wanted to get this up and get this to you guys in a timely manner on that. But so that is what this is for you on that. But let's check out the trailer and see what you think.
Many seasons ago, we all dreamed that one day animals would be free.
We are going on vacation.
What does that say?
It says, Laughter House.
That sounds awesome. I love to laugh.
It's a slaughterhouse.
We're all gonna die!
This is the animals' rules that they have set for themselves. And the beginning of that was like a sight gag because they think they're going to the Laughter House when then the trailer door moves and it says Slaughterhouse. So you can kind of get the general dark feel that this movie tackles with that.
Are equal.
What could possibly go wrong?
Our experiment is working.
All of us together.
It's time to farm again.
Never saw the sun shining so bright.
There's nothing going to drink itself.
It's supposed to be shared.
Don't see the days hurrying by.
There is no supposed to anymore.
Love, my how they fly.
This is less than yesterday.
Or more than tomorrow. Depends on how you look at it. Move along, Jeep.
Blue skies.
This is all wrong. Can't you see what's happening?
Our dream was becoming a nightmare.
It's our farm. Our home.
So what do we do?
We rebel. And we start right now.
All animals are equal.
I have to fix all of this.
Some are more equal than others.
No, this was not part of the plan.
A cautionary tale. In theaters May 1st. Recommended for ages 11 and up.
Even they recognize this is not for the youngest of viewers, especially with that recommended for ages 11 and up. And yes, it sounds like a perfect utopia. All animals are equal. Everything is divided equally, blah, blah, blah. Well, they quickly realize that socialism and communism are bad. Yes, you heard that right. If for those that don't realize, I am a constitutional conservative and very proud of it. So that is a big thing that's going on here, as you see how this quickly devolves from where everybody's equal to where it becomes a bit of a dictatorship where you can't have any free thought unless you agree with the consensus idea. That basically the one in charge gets to dictate how many of each person gets anything. And it's kind of down to that whole just, it's a mess. It really is. It is a mess in every way it's done because it quickly becomes that it's not at all about what they think is going to be about freedom. And it's not. There are a lot of dangerous ideas here. Not that the movie is dangerous at all, but it just this movie shows what those ideas can lead to. And I appreciate the fact that it does so in the way that it does. It does bring a little bit of wokeness into it, which, of course, it's meant purely as a cautionary tale. This is not a typical for Angel Studios on that. And as you can see by some of the people involved in this, there were a lot of people involved with like Sausage Party and other stories such as that. And so it really pushes the boundaries in some areas. So it's definitely not going to be for everybody. Is this for you? Is this one you should check out? I'm going to leave that as a cautionary tale for you. So this, like I said, it just really devolves into anti-man and even other anti-animal. And it's just, it really gets messy. And then they even they start to take advantage of the almighty dollar, which in here they call the magic papers. And then it's almost like they're demonizing capitalism, which is another dangerous idea, but something very true to the 1984 George Orwell novel on that. So, like I said, is this going to be for everybody? No, not even close. Is this going to be for you? Only you can decide. But like I said, it's a word of warning that this is not the simple entertainment that you might expect. Score-wise, you may be wondering where I'm coming in on something like this. I'm probably not going to surprise too many of you a whole lot. Score-wise, I came in at a 5.5 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. You may be surprised it's that high, but there is an important message here. You just have to pay attention to the details. You've got to really see what happens, as this is meant as the cautionary tale that it is. It's not meant to glorify these ideas. It's meant to try to teach and shape the ideas that you can avoid to get to this point. So, will that help you at all? I hope so. I did not get around to see this in the theaters, and Angel was going to send me a screener, but I think there was some communication issues with that a little bit, because I usually get a lot of their screeners and stuff. I work with a lot of people at Angel Studios. They're amazing. So, but I guess I hope this will at least help a few of you if this is one that you're trying to decide on. As always, if you haven't done so already, please click that subscribe button and turn on that notification bell. As always, you get the latest and the greatest Movie Deputy content. And I will be back soon. Bye.